This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do thank you for being with me today. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, although I don't know why. we always have, if nothing else, our stuff is very entertaining. A little crazy, but still very entertaining. Always, 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 always appreciate it. If you hop up on the website, you find you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address, which is always great. That way I can get you out of information as to what we're doing in the upcoming week, the stories, things we're going to be having going on. Or you can check the website. There's always updates on the website as to what we're doing. At least I think there are. somebody sent me this during the break. And I don't know. I had to check this out. And if this is true, if this story really is true, then it should make your blood boil. With all the Americans that we that we have out of work, this story should make you nuts. And this is out of, WND, online. We'll go through it. Let me get this up on the screen. I love when this stuff does this to me. Tim, you know what these things are more than I do. I'm just getting so irritated with these things. Yogurt companies, right? And apparently, there's a yogurt company. This is coming from our friends over at Liberty Alliance. And there's a New York yogurt manufacturer, Chobani? Is that it? Chobani. They just landed a massive U.S. Department of Agriculture's contract for school lunches. Right now, they've been lobbying the Obama administration for this contract for forever, and they just recently got it. They would be supplying, according to the people, well, the information I got over at Liberty Alliance, they would be supplying 30%. They would be providing the majority of yogurt going to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's school lunch program. Now, I don't know how much yogurt kids eat to begin with. When I was a kid, if you sold one little jar in the whole city to one of the school kids, you were doing well, right? And that kid was considered a little weird, right? If somebody ate yogurt. But here's the thing that really should get you aggravated. It's owned by a Turkish Muslim immigrant who's filled 30% of his 600 jobs. This is the world's largest yogurt plant in Twin Falls, Idaho. With refugees that are settled here, that have been settled here in America. So they've been lobbying the Obama administration for this job, or for this contract. They get it. The guy is a, the guy is a Turkish Muslim immigrant. And on top of all of that, the jobs he's filling them with are from non-American citizens that are recently settled refugees. Wow. So we paid for them to come in. We paid to help them out. We overlooked the fact that they came here illegally. We didn't vet them, and then we gave them jobs. So President Obama's call for corporate America to hire more foreign refugees drew a commitment from one company that has already given a large share of the U.S. jobs to migrants from the Middle East, Africa, and other parts of the world. See, I'm surprised the Mexicans aren't the ones that came over the border, that they aren't picketing this place. They were here first.
They don't want to be deported.
So Chobani is owned by a Turkish Muslim immigrant. He's filled 30% of his 600 positions at the world's largest yogurt factory here, as I said earlier. Now, this is a State Department programmed, and it's carried out in cooperation with the United Nations. So now we got the United Nuts involved in this, too. Now, in answering Obama's plea for more corporate help, the company has pledged to boost the number of refugees on its payroll even higher. How does it do that? I mean, they've got to be vetted. They've got to be here legally. You can't hire illegals. At least you're not supposed to. Is he going to get a pass? Is he going to get a letter from Mr. Obama? Is he going to get a hall pass from Mr. Obama? How's that going to work? Now, the timing on this comes when Twin Falls is embroiled in a firestorm of controversy involving an alleged sexual assault of a 5-year-old special needs girl by an Irish kid.
No.
That's right. You already know the answer. By a refugee boy from Sudan and Iraq. The city's mayor, Sean Barguer, called for calm in the community and lectured residents at a Monday city council meeting that they should not spread a false narrative. Now, he accused the internet bloggers and others of creating a false narrative on the case. Now, WND has learned that Barger was instrumental in recruiting Chobani to come to Twin Falls back in 2011. He now plays a dual role of elected official and president and CEO of a local chamber of commerce. Probably a very small community. We'll hit more on this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Welcome back to another session. I'm Sanity. This was a short session. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about, what is this place? Chobani yogurt. Do we have that here? Well, I know we don't have it in our refrigerator, but they sell it here.
Yes.
In California. Okay. So, what is yogurt? Anyway, just like old milk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just rotten milk.
It's all it, I mean, basically, that's all it is, right? So.
It's like cheese.
Okay. Yeah, rotten milk.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so it has just so happens that the mayor of this town, right, or he's an elected official in Twin Falls, he's also the local president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. And he's a close friend. He's a Democrat, and he's a close friend of the Obama administration. So, you know, that should surprise you to no end, right? Now, He's asked for calm. He's asked the city to be calm, you know, while this... Now, we've got what? We've got 95 million Americans out of work. And the best we could do is to bring in refugees, allow them to come in and take our jobs, take our tax dollars and everything else, right? Because we should never help Americans that are already here. And the understanding is that he actually went out and recruited them to come there. So now he's recruited the company in. Now, all right, so they've hired 600 people. It says 30% of them are refugees, but I wonder, what does that mean as a whole? If 30% of them are refugees, what are the others? Are they legals that came here? Do they now have citizenship? Are they American citizens? Are they people that were born on this soil? I'm only asking for clarity. You know? Now, he served on the city council, Sean Berger. Is that what it is? Berger. He served on the city council from 2008 to present. There was a period of time, though, that he wasn't on there. And you know, he took a little break. And during that gap, while he was running for office in 2011, he was busy working to lure Chobani to Twin Falls. He said, I was a member of a recruitment team that recruited Chobani to Twin Falls. Berger was elected to the city council in November of 2011, took office in January 2012. He'd already served a previous term, obviously, and Berger, whom the council selected as mayor in January, some cities select a mayor, you don't directly vote for it, said he does not see the dual roles of mayor and chamber CEO as potentially a conflict of interest. Well, not too swift then, is he? Because the mayor and the city council, the mayor, and usually the president of the chairman of, or the CEO of a chamber of commerce, they find themselves on the opposite ends of issues at times. He says he doesn't see it as a conflict of interest. He feels the voters doesn't see it either because they've elected him three times to the city council. The mayor is selected every 2 years by the council, so it was not the mayor thing that did it for Chobani. He said, we did the groundbreaking in December 2011, he added, which would have been after he was elected. Now, here's the thing, though. If you think about how big this town is, what'd you say there were 30-some-odd thousand people in that town? 35 to 45,000 people in that town. Right? There are 600 jobs in that town. You're going to give 100 of those jobs? 30% what? 230%. Yeah, you're right. Okay. God, you need to let me be an idiot. It sounds better. All right, so you give it almost 200 of those jobs. I don't know, I was thinking three. 200 of those jobs. People in the city that could be working at that place. I wonder what they pay. That's probably a whole different animal, huh? You get refugees pretty cheap, apparently. So anyway, 200 of those jobs are not going to Americans, not going to people who have paid into Social Security, who have grown up here, who have worked here, who have paid taxes their whole life. Now, the article goes on to say that Twin Falls is really a microcosm of what we find going on in so many of the refugee communities across the U.S. I didn't know there were so many of them. There shouldn't be so many of them. Where you have people moving in and out of government, and the Chamber of Commerce with a vested interest in making sure that the meatpacking plant, or in this case the yogurt plant, or other industries stay alive and stay there. And they also want to make sure that they have access to refugee labor. Why? Why can't they have access to American labor? Why can't they have access to people who don't have jobs anymore? Why is that so tough? You know, the argument a lot of people have here in Southern California is you've got the illegals that come up over the border and they work for next to nothing. And then the bleeding hearts, you know, they feel bad for the illegals because the companies don't pay them. They take advantage of them. They don't pay them enough money. Well, if you feel so bad for them, then build the wall. Help them stay where they came from so they can go after their government, make their government do the right thing and create jobs. And let's put some of our people back to work. I mean, That's such a bad idea, really? And the writer goes on to say those exact things. There are jobs that Americans would be happy to fill. But now you're forced to compete with somebody who worked for a lot less than you. You know what I would do? I know this is going to make you pass out. I'd form a union. I'd bring a union in there. That's right. They'd all get paid the same amount of money then. We'll see how they like that then. Jeez. Now, the local Muslim community in Twin Falls also grew out of its mosque. They built a new one, much larger. Local resident Vicki Davis commented in a blog post that Mayor Berger attended a refugee's welcoming meeting in February, but it was unclear which hat he was wearing. Berger is both the president, as I said earlier, of the Chamber of Commerce and the mayor. So when he was there, how do you think he was allowing them in? Now, here's the thing. If they're there illegally, because remember, a lot of the refugees didn't go back for their hearings. A lot of the refugees don't have all their paperwork done. And this falls right to the story we almost did the other night, but we ran out of time, which was we're seeing six of the major childhood diseases making a comeback in this country because people weren't vaccinated from them. So a local resident, Eric O'Dell, spoke at the city council meeting on June 20th and said he and many other Muslim refugees working under him when he was shift leader at the Chobani plant, Twin Falls, and that while most of them were great people, a few were very evil and very frightening. And nothing was done with them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see on the Real Side on US and GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban.
We are back.
I'm the Craig. I'm going
to
get free.
You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, honestly, be part of the conversation. You know, I tell people all the time, it's you get informed, you get engaged, you get involved when you're part of the you're part of the conversation. That doesn't mean you have to be involved in every little thing that happens. I get that. But you've got to hear other people's viewpoints. Right? And you've got to be able to hear other viewpoints. You've got to be able to understand people's. And even if you don't agree with them, at least you've learned how to speak to them or speak with them. I want to say argue with them, but it doesn't always have to be an argument. And I think if you approach it that way, then you know, it could be a problem, obviously. But back to keeping Americans from getting jobs. And that's how I see this, too. It's, why would we do this? Why would we not retrain Americans to take these jobs? Why wouldn't we relocate Americans that are willing to be relocated? Maybe they're losing their homes. Maybe they're living in an apartment. It's fairly easy for them to pick up and go. They've not been a lifelong resident of that community. Bring them in. Let them work for this yogurt company. Twin Falls, I'm sure, is a nice little community. And when you're talking about 40,000 people, that is not an overloaded community by any stretch of the imagination. But what's really funny is why does it seem like this administration and others go to great lengths to make sure that we don't hear, talk, or speak about the negative side of the Muslim life? Now, there's a criminal case against three migrant boys in Twin Falls. It's been sealed by a judge. Why would he do that? Local resident Eric O'Dell spoke at the city council June 20th meeting and said that he had many Muslim refugees working under him. This is what I was telling you about before we went to break. He said a few were very evil and frightening. Thursday report by Bloomberg said that Goldman Sachs, United Parcel Service, HP Inc., MasterCard, IBM, Google have also pledged to provide either jobs, cash, or free services to refugees, amounting to a total of about 85,000 of them distributed in more than 190 cities across the U.S. Boy, wouldn't it be great to see all those names and have them say they have pledged to provide either jobs, cash, or aid to hurting Americans? Couldn't do that, though, right? What's in it for them? See, this is what I don't understand. What is in it for them? What is this administration? Who's promised them something? Why only the Muslim refugees? Why not Americans out of work? Are they non-American companies? Do they not care about those companies that have, the people of this country that have bought their product, used their product, and have helped make them strong? The White House is leaning heavily, though, on companies to commit money, right, and other assistance to resettlement and these resettlement programs that have the Global Refugee Summit that Obama will host in September. Thank God he's almost gone. Even if he hosts the summit in September at the United Nations, God, that place has got to go too. We need to foreclose on that place. We can't foreclose on it. Shut it down. Now, the State Department works through 9 federal resettlement contractors that include the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Luther Immigration and Refugee Services, the Episcopal Migration Ministries, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, Church World Services. My God, look at, they're all religious organizations. Funny how they can work with them because they're, the government's willing to work with them because they're willing to work with their refugees. Anybody else? No way, no how. Yeah. Anyhow, the volunteers, I mean, the volunteers are paid for by the government for these groups, paid for by taxpayer dollars. And it's what I guess what's irritant with all of this, or an irritant with all of this, is that you don't hear about this. This is very low-key. And we're relocating people from other countries. We're bringing people in from other countries, okay? And we can't help our own. We can't help our own vets. We can't. I don't get this. There's no endless flow of money. There's no way for us to keep it rolling, to keep things going. Like I said, there's no endless flow of money. But yeah, we're gonna keep going out of our way and spending tax dollars retraining, hiring refugees, when we could be retraining and we could be hiring American citizens that can't find work. We could be retraining, helping, bringing back to health our American vets and finding them jobs. But I guess it's refugees above all. That's what it boils down to. It's a refugees at any cost. And as somebody said, you know, it might be true. Some people might be fearing for their lives. Which is why they're helping. And I'm not saying the refugees will take them out. It could be our own government that takes them out. Because they're not doing what they're told to do. This government has gotten very seriously scary over a relatively short period of time. And I think it's because they've realized they've gotten away with so much. Who is going to take them? It's like I always say, who is going to take the president out in handcuffs? Nobody. Right? So if refugees account for 30% of the total workforce at these yogurt plants, you know, I was a little wrong with this. The plant has 600 refugees, which is 30% of their workforce, not the other way around. Because they go on to say later on, refugees account for about 30% of the total workforce at the yogurt plants. That means about 600 of them. They've got 2,000 employees altogether. Right? There are 11 or 12 languages spoken in our factories, he said. We have translators 24 hours a day. Corcoran said that the strategy being pushed by the corporate America is done in the name of compassion, but actually, what's it do? It leaves jobless and jobless Americans and jobless vets still looking for work. Forgive me. Are you telling me we can't train any one of these 95 million Americans that are out of work to do this job? Not a one. Are you telling me not a one of them wants to do the work? Not a one of them will relocate for that? That we have to let unvetted refugees in to do that work? Think about it. UPS has every county in the country pretty much has a UPS depot in it. A UPS pickup and drop-off point, whatever. And those are really nice jobs for people who are low-skilled, you know, loading trucks. Kind of a job that people are willing to do. Yeah, and you do not have to have a three-year college degree to do it. Why aren't we helping our own? That's the big irritant with this story. Why aren't we helping our own? Do we not like them? Oh, God. This one will carry me through. I know it will, because it's already got me irritated. So the Supreme Court basically warns Christians that their faith is out of step. That's right. And this is what I said. You remember we were doing a story about Chris Matthews? Matthews. And we were talking about, he doesn't understand why the conviction behind these suicide bombers. And I don't call them suicide bombers, that's what he called them. I think they're called homicide bombers. And the reason I think they should be called homicide bombers is because they're not killing just themselves. A person who commits suicide is just trying to kill themselves. They're not interested in killing anybody else. Matter of fact, most of the ones that I know that have committed suicide wouldn't hurt a fly other than themselves. So, I don't know why we keep calling them suicide bombers. But when you hear about what's going on, when it comes to religious persecution or religious convictions, Christians aren't allowed to have them, period. Now, this week, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling that a family-run pharmacy must give abortion-inducing drugs to customers. Now, that's the Storeman family in Washington originally fought to be able to refer out abortion pills, just like they can with Plan B. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see you on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That song is in respect for the Brits. Really, it's a fun song. They're going to have a lot of fun now. They're going to get out. They're going to get out from under the idiots that think that water doesn't rehydrate the body. I mean, this is why government needs to be like re-zapped or restarted, whatever you want to call it, rebooted. That's a good one. You know, just amazing. We were talking, or I was talking, you were listening, about the Supreme Court, who basically is warning Christians that, you know, your religion doesn't matter anymore. Now, the Stormont family, they have a couple of, not just one, of pharmacies. And they're up in the Washington area. So they fought to be able to refer abortion pills, just like they do Plan B, to other nearby pharmacies, because it's outside of their Christian convictions. I mean, you can't give somebody a pill to end a life. And don't give me that garbage that, you know, a lot of Christians fight in the service. Yeah, we fight to protect ourselves. The Bible says if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So if you're a warrior, and then, you know, God's got no problem with you being killed by the same product by which you're out killing other people. Now, Justice Samuel Alito who opposed the ruling gave Christians a warning about, and he was right. He was dead right about it when he said it. He gave Christians a warning about what this case showed for their future. That there's much evidence that the impetus for the adoption of regulations was hostility to pharmacists whose religious beliefs regarding abortion and contraception are out of step with prevailing opinion in the state. I really wonder what's going to happen when I wonder what's going to happen when the when an Islamic-owned pharmacy says it's not going to give certain pills out. It's not going to do certain things. Right? What drugs have pork in them? What's that? Yeah, we should ask somebody. Now, their plea has officially been denied. Reports from LifeSite News says Justice Samuel Alito, who opposed the ruling, gave the Christians a warning way back when. The decision was, you know, a real warning. It's a real sign how religious liberty and their claims, it's going to be treated in the years ahead. If we don't get the right person in as president, if we don't get the right person in there, that's going to make sure that our justices are those that really, truly give out equality. Now, equality isn't everybody getting exactly what they want when they want it. That's not equality. That abortion pill is equally available all over the country. Now, see, what I would... Look, these guys have to be smart, too. You come in to get it from me and go, oh, you know what? We're out of stock on those. I hear they're a month behind, but Frank's Pharmacy down the road's got them. That's what I would do. Or I'd give her the wrong pills, you know, I'd give her, like, diarrhea pills or something like that. Yeah, I would. Why not?
Because you
haven't said. Oh, anyway. The decision coupled with the overruling of the Texas move to protect the unborn shows that being able to kill the unborn is now a national law. Isn't that amazing? But see, again, you guys know my argument. It's always been the same. And my argument is this. Women play God. Whether you want to hear it that way or not, it's the truth. And the way I say it that way, so I'm trying to drive home a point, it is, in essence, a woman gets to decide whether a baby lives or dies. Period. End of discussion. Because if I trip you, knock you over, trip you down a flight of stairs and you lose that baby, even though she's on her way out the door to go have an abortion, maybe I hit her in the crosswalk when she's crossing the street going to the abortion clinic. She's going to terminate the life of that child, and that's okay. I hit her by accident in the crosswalk because she's looking down texting and she crosses against the light, and I could be brought up on manslaughter charges if that baby dies. Tell me that that isn't hypocrisy. Tell me that isn't a double standard, if you would. And the nasties I got, I wrote a piece like that a little over a year ago. And the nasties I got, because I titled the piece, Why Do Women Get to Play God? It's really that simple. And they didn't like it. Sometimes truth is really hard, really ugly. It is really uncomfortable, if you would. But I've never cared about that stuff. Anyway, so that, you know, that's what you're looking at. So when you open your business, give some serious thought as to what garbage you're willing to put up with. What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to push back on? Anyway, let's see. Let's talk about the powder puffs. Well, we call them powder puffs. What do they call them now? Snowflakes, right? An intern's been fired for a dress code petition in the case against social justice education here. I love this, though. I love a petition to the company to change their dress code because she didn't like it. Yeah. Anyway, does university education really prepare students to succeed in the workplace? That's a question the writer asks. I don't think they do. They let them get away with so much, they let them dictate so much, is they don't realize that when they actually get to the outside world, they get outside their homes, they get away from their professors, nobody you know, the successful business person is not going to bend the rules for them, break the rules for them, because, you know, just coming out of college, they're so smart, you know. The testimony of one recent undergraduate who was fired from his internship after organizing opposition to the company's dress code.
He was fired from an internship?
Yeah, you know how bad you have to be to get fired from an internship? Right. So the anonymous millennial wrote to, wrote to advice blogger Allison Green for guidance. Because I'm presuming he is male based on specific complaints about the dress code. Wearing a suit, for example, he said that he felt the dress code was overly strict, but wasn't going to complain until his sense of injustice was, my favorite word, triggered. I noticed one of the workers always wore flat shoes, and they were made from fabric other than leather, or running shoes, even though both of those things were contrary to the dress code. He said, I spoke with my manager about being allowed some leeway under the dress code and was told that this was not possible despite the other person being allowed to do it. I soon found out that many of the other interns felt the same way and that the... See, what he didn't understand is the interns are not full-time employees. You're in an internship because they don't know if they can trust you yet. You're in an internship because you're on probation. Not a good time to protest against the company. So the interns kind of felt the same way, yeah. All the young guys who didn't know to wear suits kind of felt the same way. The intern decided that the best course of action, which right here shows you that his logic skills aren't very good, best course of action was to create a petition requesting a relaxation of the dress code. It was mostly about the footwear. But we also incorporated a request that we not have to wear suits and other blazers in favor of a more casual but still professional dress code. And most of the interns agreed. Now, needless to say, management did not take kindly to the petition. The interns who signed it were called into a meeting and fired en masse. I don't even know. Can you come in? You know, come on in. Sit down. Yeah. We're going to talk about this. You did sign this, right? So you don't like what we have to say. You don't want to follow the rules we've laid out. No. Okay. Good. Leave. You're done. It's over. Bye-bye. Got to get that clip from the airline there. Bye-bye. See you later. Goodbye. Right? And most of the interns signed it, which is really cool because now you get a whole new set of interns come in, and they'll hear stories about the old interns, and you bet your butt they'd be working twice as hard as these guys were. I just think it's great. Now, the fired intern writes that he was shocked. The proposal was written professionally. I have learned about, examples I've learned about in school, and our arguments were thought out and well-reasoned. We weren't even given a chance to discuss it. Yes, that's right, Johnny. That's what the real world is all about. The boss gets to call the shots. You see, Johnny, you're not making any money. You just got out of college. Your boss, the guy who owns the company, is making a gabillion bucks. He's obviously successful because he has a clue, and when he lays out dress codes, when he lays out things like that, he does it for a reason. At the intern level, that's where you're supposed to shut up and learn, not push back. See, internships are much more than you just to hone your craft and your skill, but you're supposed to learn how the industry works that you want to step into. Right? You can make mistakes at that level, and they'll let you get away with it to a bigger point. It's not time to go in and immediately push back on the company. You should love these guys to come in. It's over. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, Michael Hausam will join us in the next hour. I should send him this story. He'd love this. We'll catch you in just a little bit. Don't go far.